Welcome to the Spark Higher podcast for the week of December 31st, 2012. The podcast is a weekly look at the top stories from the Spark Higher job seeker and human resources blog. I'm your host, Nicole Nicholson, the content editor at Spark Higher, and I'm with Patrick Began, our marketing assistant.
Hey, how's it going?
So, first and foremost, Happy New Year's.
Yes, definitely.
It is New Year's week, so, you know, we can ring in the new year with some great articles from last week.
That's the plan, at least.
Yeah, and we always start with HR, so we'll start off with an article I really enjoyed writing, Work from Home.
Work from home. Living what the
worries,
dream.
Yeah, living the dream, right? And what worries employers about work from home?
Right, yeah.
So when I was doing research for this article, I was trying to find some articles on employers saying that they didn't like work from home, but I didn't really find many.
For employers that
don't like yeah. Working from home. I mean, maybe it's just not published, but
right. But it's not that difficult to imagine reasons why they wouldn't like work from home.
Definitely, you know,
that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought there would be a lot more information out there, but mm-hmm. It's definitely easy to see how employers would be a little uncomfortable with work from home.
Right.
I guess the general assumption is that your employees aren't going to be productive.
Yeah.
They're just going to slack off, you know, they're doing their work while they're watching TV or sitting in their robe on the couch.
Exactly. The employer can't be there to monitor, you know, look over your shoulder from time to time or anything like that.
Definitely, but actually, in my research, I found that to be completely untrue, and in fact, it's the opposite. Employees that work from home are 13% more productive than their office-dwelling associates.
Right.
So, you know, that's pretty surprising.
I can understand it, though, because if an employer offers that option, an employee would want to, you know, perform even better than they would usually on the job because they're given this great opportunity and they don't want to mess it up. So I guess I can understand both sides.
Exactly. And you're in, you know, your own work environment. You probably have less distractions.
Right.
I mean, some might say that you have more because you're at home.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of people that work from home don't even work in their home. Maybe they go to a coffee shop or,
right.
You know, but also you bring up a good point. You know, you want to show them that, you know, you deserved being able to work from home and
yeah.
not having to come into the office every day.
Right. Prove it that they did a good thing by offering this option to you. And, like I said, I can imagine many people will want to.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting, and it's 100% true, is that presence in an office doesn't automatically denote productivity.
Right. And that's an interesting point the article brought up, is that if an employer theoretically didn't like the work from home option because they can't be there to monitor employees, well, maybe that says something about your management style.
Yeah. And, you know, just because your employees are in the office doesn't mean they're being 100% productive.
Yes.
And good managers, they'll set goals. So,
sure.
You know, it's easy to track whether or not your employees are being productive, regardless of them being in the office or at home.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, it's not an issue of working in the office. It's kind of an issue of, are you doing the right thing? Are you setting clear goals? Are you tracking those goals? Are employees being held accountable if they don't meet those goals? So, you know, that's probably, you know, more of the issue that should be focused on rather than... You know, working from home.
Right, some things to consider. And even at the end of the article, I liked how they said when deciding to implement this kind of a program, it's probably a good idea to look at the type of work your employees do.
Definitely.
If your employees need to collaborate consistently as part of a team, brainstorm some ideas while working from home, one person working from home, that won't be a great kind of dynamic there.
Right, so, you know, but and then if you have employees that are doing basically individual work all day.
More independent, sure.
Then, you know, it'd probably be fine for them. So, and the last part I want to talk about, the work from home, is employees commute to and from work. There's been a ton of statistics and articles out lately about how longer commute equals out to, you know, higher blood pressure and more health problems down the line. So it's not good all around. And the average commute for an American is 46 minutes round trip. And that's pretty lucky because that's 20 minutes one way, you know, 20 minutes or so the other way.
It's better than what I was doing before.
Better than what I'm doing.
Exactly.
So, you know, think about employee health and, you know, just maybe think about thinking about work from home.
Yeah, it's a new year, so maybe something new to implement.
So moving on to our next and our last HR topic, it's video interview tips to help you recover from the holidays.
Yeah, I don't know if I have recovered yet.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little difficult. Short week last week and a short week this week, you know, with New Year's Eve today and, you know, it's still the holidays, so definitely probably still some recovery needed.
Yeah, and probably still a bit of a ghost town, perhaps in your office with people still on vacation, different schedules, taking advantage of that time off.
Definitely, and it might be really difficult to, you know, complete your hiring if you're trying to bring somebody on, you know, right away in the new year. So video interviews can kind of help ease that issue a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Help with this period when your candidates are enjoying the holidays, might be busy with that. But if you really need to fill a position and you're in the office, you have to do a job, then try out a video interview.
Definitely. It's easier with scheduling. And I actually have a funny story about this.
Yeah.
During the holidays, I had a family member come in and we were talking and he's like, oh, what do you do? I said, I worked for a video interviewing company.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's so interesting because I actually had a video interview for my job and he works in construction.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he didn't really have any time to come in for the interview. He didn't have time to come in for the office.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to work something out, and so he did the video interview, and he actually did it on his lunch break in his car, you know, outside of his company.
Right.
So, you know, it worked out really well for him, and, I mean, that's a real issue with the holidays right now, too. People don't have time, so definitely you can get candidates in online with video interviews.
Yeah, that story is great. Definitely the beauty of the video interview right there explained in a single story.
So. Yeah, it was pretty awesome to hear that. So, and see the ease that video interviewing.
Right. You could do it in his lunch break, so it didn't take up much time.
Yeah, and you know, with that saved time, in the article it talks about all the other things that you can do at the time to kind of get yourself ready for when things kick back in motion. You can stay organized.
Even rethink your strategy for 2013. I think.
Yeah, I liked that.
What's vital nowadays is having some kind of mobile and social recruiting strategy. So if you don't have that kind of a platform with your company right now, perhaps that's something to consider for this new year.
Yeah, and, you know, with the time that you're saving, not having to juggle schedules and have candidates come in your office, you can think about, you know, a mobile recruiting strategy and just a better recruiting strategy all around.
Yeah.
So definitely things to think about, and if you haven't gotten on the video interview train, it might be time.
Perhaps.
Think about it. So moving on to our job seeker blog, the importance of work-life balance over the holidays.
Yeah.
This is obviously really important, and it probably even shouldn't have to be said, but I'm sure, you know, some people still struggle with, you know, finding that balance, especially over the holidays.
Yeah, there's something about this time of the year when you're spending different events or outings with family and friends that you might come to realize your personal life doesn't mesh so well with your work life, and there isn't really a good balance there.
Yeah, especially if you are a workaholic, somebody that works all the time, you know, day in and day out, you're on email, you're talking to clients, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you never really have a time to sit down and fully enjoy time with your family. And now more than ever is the most important time to do that. You know, holidays, that's what it's all about, friends and family.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Now is the best time to take a step back while you're recharging your batteries and just kind of, you know, see how things are going in your life. You know, do you need to make a change? Could you? It's a good time.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time to think about that. So just remember the importance of that work-life balance, especially during this family intense time.
Yes.
So lastly, this is actually one of my favorite articles from last week, and it was what you can learn from an entry-level job, or what skills you can learn from an entry-level
job. In short, a lot.
A ton. I mean, I think that's why it's called an entry-level job, and they have those.
Yeah.
So you can pick up on these skills to use in your career later on. So, you know, right at the top of the list, it's bound to happen, is figuring out what you like to do and what you don't like to do in the office.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if it's your first entry-level job, perhaps you might have taken the job not necessarily knowing if you would enjoy what you're doing. So now while you're doing the work, well, what do you think? Do you enjoy it? Is there some of the tasks you're doing are okay and some others you despise? Well, that's good information.
Yeah. Is most of the job something that you despise? Do you have to find a different role?
Path,
yeah,
something.
Different. So it's definitely, you know, that's why it's great to have these entry-level jobs where, you know, you don't have a ton of responsibility. Of course, you do have responsibilities, but, you know, you pick up more or you figure out this isn't really what I want to do.
Sure.
I should probably figure something else out.
Something else was a work environment or company culture. Depending on the type of company you're working for, is it a big corporation? Is it a small startup? Well, you know, do you really enjoy the environment? And if not, perhaps the next job search around, you might want to look for a different type of culture.
Definitely. And company culture is really important. If you don't fit in with the company culture, you're probably not going to be happy there. So it's definitely a good way to, you know, get an understanding of what you like, again, and what you don't like. It's also a great way to kind of learn how to receive feedback and criticism.
Yeah.
It can be really hard. In the educational setting, it's, you know, it's kind of finite. You know, you mess up and you kind of fail or you don't do so great. But in a work setting, it's different. It's hard maybe to deal with receiving direct criticism from your superior. So it's definitely a good thing to learn right off the bat.
Sure. Learning to navigate your relationship with your boss or superiors, that kind of dynamic. Great time to do it.
Yeah.
Job.
Yeah, definitely. So, and lastly, what it takes to get promoted or what it takes to move up in the ranks in your industry or in your role. So, you know, taking stock of the things that you'll have to take on in order to succeed even further.
Right. And just in a general sense, just soak up everything like a sponge. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. It's great. I like that analogy.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So there you have it. That was our podcast for this week. And Happy New Year's once again.
Definitely.
Thank you for tuning into this week's version of the Spark Hire podcast. We hope you enjoy the show. If you have any additional questions or would like to weigh in on the articles we discussed, head over to the Spark Hire Job Seeker blog at blog.sparkhire.com and the Human Resources blog at hr.sparkhire.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for fresh content straight in your social media feeds. And don't forget to check back every Monday for a new podcast. That concludes our show for today. Have a great day.
Have a great start to 2013.